Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. I'm Kevin Flanagan, and we are so grateful that you joined us this morning. I'm the president of the Edge, and real quickly, let me just ask this question. Is everybody able to see us okay? Or not see us, but hear us? Okay, there's some nods of the heads. Good. Well, hey, I'm glad to have you with us this morning. I'm going to take these few minutes and hope to make them worthwhile for you, but a number of weeks ago, my pastor shared a story, actually an illustration about being a golfer and dealing with distraction. I want to tie that into something we talked about a couple of months ago, which had to do with Simon Sinek and his book, The Infinite Game. I shared some of the concepts out of his book, and one of the things I mentioned was about playing the infinite game. My point was that as Christians, we're actually not playing the infinite game, but we're living in the eternal game. So that when you look at life as eternal, it changes your perspective from infinite, from finite to infinite. The other thing he talked about was having a just cause. Everything he discussed in his book, I felt like it related to the Christian life, but none of his points more so than those two. Even though Sinek is a Buddhist, I found some deep truth for the Christian world in what he was writing and talking about. So as a believer, the infinite game is the eternal life. And then the just cause that he talked about would be our calling, or as the Westminster Shorter Catechism says, to glorify God and enjoy him forever. I actually like even better the Navigator's simple mission that says we're to know God and to make him known. So my pastor's illustration had to do with being a golfer. I have to use that term very loosely, by the way, where I'm concerned. I enjoy the game of golf. I don't play it much anymore and was never very good at it. But in the illustration, my pastor said, when you're playing golf and you want to unsettle your opponent or maybe just affect their game, and their shot, you ease up next to them and you point out the fact, now this only works on golfers like I was, you point out the fact that, hey, there's a sand trap up there or there's a water hazard in front of them. You see, the minute you plant that in this kind of golfer's mind, a lot of us will focus on the hazard, the trap. No matter how hard we might try to get our mind off of that, the water, the sand out there, we can't help it. And sure enough, we either land in the water or the trap, or we work so hard to avoid them that we go way off in the other direction. For a believer, it can be very similar in the sense that the distractions, those things that Satan places in front of us, they take our eyes off of the eternal goal. Things in life can get us off track very quickly. They can knock us off of our game. See, Satan eases up next to us in our daily life and he whispers, hey, that wasn't fair, was it? How do you get even? Or maybe he says to you, you deserve that more than they do. And you get a little jealous, a little envy going on in that kind of direction. Or possibly even, wow, don't they look good? And that can kind of get us off track, can't it? So no matter how hard we try to avoid considering those kind of things, they will totally pull us off our game when we allow them to. The trick or the secret is staying focused on the eternal. God's word is designed to keep us focused on the eternal. One of my all-time favorite passages is from Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, where Paul says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. In other words, focus on the eternal, not the finite things. We can spend a lot of time and can be very busy chasing the finite rather than the infinite. We tend to set the eternal off to the side at times while we chase all those things we're told are important here and now. It can be easy to set those things aside that impact the eternal to shift our focus just enough by telling ourselves, well, it's pretty essential that I take care of this right here and now. If whatever you're doing now doesn't fit into your eternal call, you need to really question how you're spending your time, resources, and energy. Now, that doesn't mean certain things are not mundane as we chase the eternal or pursue our eternal call. My goodness, I hate doing the books for the Edge. I also don't love the detail work of organizing events for the ministry, but I do love when the finances are in order so that I can pursue the mission and the ministry of the Edge. I wouldn't be able to do that for very long if the finances weren't in place, right? I also love how God works through and uses the events to impact lives for eternity as well. So the mundane of that needs to be done. So avoiding the finite in pursuit of the infinite, the eternal, doesn't always look glamorous or exciting, but it will always line up with what God has called us here to do. If it doesn't, again, we probably need to rethink what we're doing and why. Scripture tells us two things will last forever. Two things, the word of God and the souls of men. It ultimately may not be as much about what we do as it is about how we do it. Whatever it is, it should certainly reflect those two things and the value that we understand God has placed on them, the word of God and the souls of men, the infinite value he's placed on them, the eternal value. Hey, thanks for being a part of this week's challenge call. And now I want to encourage you and challenge you to go out there and be the edge and live that eternal, that infinite life that God has called us all to be a part of.
Good word.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Kevin. Thanks.